The War on Christmas, back already. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. After last year's free speech experiment at the Washington State Capitol, which allowed any Christmas display and attracted not only a manger scene but an atheist's dissent, as well as a threat to put up a Seinfeld-inspired Festivus display and an application from the Flying Spaghetti Monster, the department that runs the state capitol grounds has decided to go back to a sanitized and thoroughly secular holiday tree, effective immediately. No atheists, no mangerists, no Seinfeldians, no spaghetti, only government-approved decorations, which, according to the Supreme Court, limits it to holiday trees, Santa Clauses, and characters who talk like Burl Ives. However, that's only inside the Capitol itself. The state may yet allow a more potent display outside on the Capitol grounds, visible to the throngs who love to stroll the grounds of Washington State's Capitol in their perpetual December drizzle. The policy takes effect immediately. The state has already turned down applications for another manger and another atheist sign, and presumably will turn down the crazy Westboro Baptist Church, which wanted a Santa Claus will take you to hell sign, condemned souls roasting on an open fire. Which means no longer will Washington State have the best Christmas pageant ever. Not this year. This year, they are safely back to the sanitized, manger-free, wussy holiday tree display. But don't be depressed. Don't lose heart. I remind you that this new policy is, in fact, the very policy that started this whole war on Christmas thing in the first place. And there are 118 protest days until Christmas left. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.